Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the middle of February. Hopefully, you're out and enjoying a little bit of this winter weather. It's been kind of crazy. We were up in the 40s in the middle of the week, and now we're back down into the ice box. And speaking about getting in the ice box, if you are looking for one of the coolest recipes on earth, you're going to want to stick with us right now and listen to us talk to, rather, this guy named Mad Jack, who's on the grilling line right now. How are you, Jack?
Living the dream. How are you guys?
Oh, man, couldn't be better. Good to hear your voice, brother. It's been a while.
It has been a while. It's good to hear you guys.
Yeah, yep, exactly. So what's going on in Mad Jack's world?
Changed location, family moved. I got a little hockey player in the family now, so we're all over the place chasing hockey games.
So you need some catering jobs because that's a pricey hobby.
That's right. Yeah, I know. He picked a nasty one, but he keeps doing what he's doing. We're in, so we're traveling.
So we are trying to talk about slow-cooked foods for cold weather, and it reminded me of, you know, watching some of those pork bellies you do go on the spit. And I just thought maybe you wanted to describe, it's been a couple of years since you've been on, and if people have never had porchetta, tell them what you're making and how you do it.
So porchetta, if people are doing, you can do it in the oven. So people can, if they don't want to be outside in the nasty, it can happen in the oven. It's I don't like it as much, but we make a porchetta. It's an Italian treat. It's basically the pork belly wrapped around the loin, or if you have a butcher that you're friends with, which everybody should, you could actually have the loin or the top portion of the loin included, deboned, and just have the pork belly and the back side of the pig available. You could season that, roll it up, and put it on a spit like we do.
So it's kind of like turducken in a way, because you're wrapping a meat and a meat and a meat or whatever, but there's all sorts of variations done out there. Tell us what you do.
Well, that's the easiest way, and what we've done most of the time is end up buying the pork bellies separate from the loins themselves, and we'll score the back skin. We'll score the skin on the pork belly, skin on, and then flip it over, season it nice, and we'll butterfly out the loin, season that, and we can roll that up, tie it real tight, and let it sit overnight in a cool fridge so the skin can kind of dry out. And the next day, put it on the spit, and a couple hours later, make a lot of friends.
So, Mad Jack, I'm not letting you get away with this, brother. You season it up and then roll it up and truss it. That season it up is part of the program, man. You don't have to give all your secrets nor any of your quantities, but there's magic in them words, and I need you to share with us a little bit, please.
Sure. Well, make sure we use salt and pepper. We just make a rub. We like to toast our herbs, so we toast some fennel and some rosemary. Throw some chili flake in there and put it in your little coffee grinder, which I do, and then, you know, make a jar of that, and you can season the outside and the inside of the skin, season the whole thing with that, in and out. Along with the inside, we like to put, like, a green herb, fresh herb mix of, like, parsley and rosemary. We use lots of fresh fennel tops in there. Drizzle with some olive oil, and that's how we would roll it up. The outside would be seasoned. We would, as we put it on the spit, once it gets rolling after a few minutes, it's nice and glossy and lots of the good bacon pork belly fats coming out, and we just dust it from above as it's rolling, and it makes real nice coverage and everything.
If you just tuned in, you're listening to The Grilling Guys, and we are talking with Mad Jack from around Marshall, Michigan, maybe Albion area. He's got a catering company. His signature dish, at least in our opinion, is porchetta, and he's just describing that. Now, Jack, when my mother used to make it, there was something like a ricotta or something she put in there?
Yeah, you asked me about that before. We have yet to play with any kind of cheeses or anything. But, I mean, I've studied it and read all kinds of, all kinds of recipes. It's basically the old Italian recipes with they throw the refrigerator in there.
Right.
Normally, it was a completely deboned pig.
Mm-hmm.
If you go there, that's how you're going to buy it. And I
right.
think that you can't go to Italy and have anything really without the best cheese in there.
Right. So, well, that's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking maybe some aged provolone or something like that. Some Swiss or something as a binder might be kind of nice.
Oh yeah. That's for sure. But so I'll tell you what. So when it comes off the spit, we take it just a little bit higher than the 160 we're working for now. We run like 165 or 170 on a spit with some nice wood coals underneath it. It takes us about an hour and 45 minutes. The funnest part is the outside of the skin turns into like cracklings. It's like a beautiful potato chip crunch.
And that's why you're scoring it so that,
that
when the fat's reducing, because it's basically bacon, so
absolutely.
You're scoring it so that that heavy reduction you're going to get can exit the thing, and you probably want it kind of on the side of the fire instead of right over it.
Yep, we got to keep your eye on it, because as you get some more drippings, you know, your fire will flare up and you'll get some extra warm spots. But if you've done as many as we have, we got the hang of where the fire needs to be. Maybe when you roll it up, maybe your ends might be a little bit thicker than the midpoints and such like that. So, but we shave it up and we'll put it on ciabatta with caramelized onions, and we make a verde out of most of the herbs you heard from. With some, we'll throw lemon zest and garlic and lots of chili flake in there. We'll drizzle that on there, and that's it. And that's just gotta practice. And
I'm so hungry,
Jack. Thank you for expounding on the recipe, because you didn't have to do that.
That's okay.
I'm just telling you. That is in my top three things that I've ever eaten off a grill, is that porchetta, when I've had you do it. And we've seen you over at Sobey Meats many times. You travel all the way from Marshall to West Michigan to participate in his anniversary every year. And if you ever get a chance, we'll bring you back again when that's getting closer. But you have to try this porchetta. It is unbelievable. And the cracklings, you not only cut those off, you'll chop those up with like a cleaver and mix it in with the meat. Oh man, the texture is unbelievable.
Yeah, you got to have that in the meat. You got to have that. That goes along with the caramelized onions and that verde sauce we make, and put it on nice bread and some of the cracklings on top. And you saw the lines in at Sobey Meats before. I mean, they're 100 feet deep with people that are waiting for this. So,
So do you have a website?
Yeah, not right now. It's down right now. But you can find us on Facebook and Twitter. We do a lot more Twitter and tweeting than we do on Facebook. But Mad Jack's BBQ, and anybody can always, you can text me, you can call me, you can send me a message on there, send me an email if you got questions. I'm willing to help anybody. It's you know, we're all in this big boat together, so I'm not. It's all good.
Cool beans, man. That's
all right,
good
buddy.
Stuff.
Thanks for taking time with us. Hope to see you real soon.
Yeah, same here. Thank you, sir.
All right, take care.
All right, Jack.
Yeah, been a while since we talked to him. Mad Jack's good people, baby. And I tell you what, that porchetta is one of the best things I've ever eaten off a grill. But coming up next, we're going to talk to a guy that is a certified Angus beef farmer. Why does that matter, and what difference will it make on your plate? Stick with us. We'll be back. Tell me.